This is the Sports Kings, brought to you by Kings Court in Houston on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramon.
We are back. Second hour of sports. What time are you talking about? Okay, let's get this right here. So, Sports Kings show, second hour here on SB Nation Radio Thursday night. And we're supposed to pick teams. What were you saying during the break?
Because I told you the same thing I told you, let's do the last segment. And I thought, like, oh, let's pick those teams like that we talked about. And you're just like, pick what teams? And I was just like, dude.
Folks.
Once
Mean Gene retires, this is what you got to look forward to, okay? When there's no Mean Gene and I'm chilling, David, this would be, man, all right, David, whatever the hell you want to do, let's do it. Yeah. I don't even know what you want to do. I'm just sitting here just.
Yeah, and I did just run in from, you know, so, yeah, I don't blame you.
What's the logo of the hat? I thought it was Oregon there for a minute.
Oh, nah, actually, it's my good friend O'Shea Woodhouse. He has his little, you know, merchandising that he's doing, and, you know,
just,
can we get some SK?
Oh, yeah.
Can we get some SK?
Maybe.
Can we get some SK?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Can we get some SK, man?
I'll see what I can do.
Help us out here. So, David showed me, you know, during the break there, how I talk about Middle Tennessee State. They got their ass kicked tonight. I still think they're going
to
get in the tournament.
Yeah,
they might be a 13 seed now. Yeah. They got it. I mean, you have to look at the body of work that they have done. He was showing me that score. Like, gee.
Yeah, it makes it a lot harder, though.
They lost.
It does just make it a lot harder when you haven't really been playing the competition during your conference. And that's the only thing that's going to work against them. So I just wouldn't be surprised if they decided to leave them out just because there's so many other good teams out there. For example, when you look at the Big 12, who knows how many teams will get in from the Big 12? Somewhere between 8 or 9, maybe. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Big East. How many teams would come out of there? And I think the one conference that's a little shaky is the SEC. How many teams come from there? Because there's a lot of sneaky good teams in there, too.
So, who are you picking?
Who am I picking? Pick a team. I'm going to have to go Michigan.
All right.
Yeah.
USC.
of course.
All right. Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, folks, stick around. We got NBA talk coming up here in the next segment. You're listening to the Sports King Show here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramone.
All right. This next segment is brought to you by Ryan Stiegel State Farm. Some of the products and services they offer. Auto insurance, home insurance, property insurance. You might want to give them a call. 281-893-0550. 281-893-0550. Even if you don't live in the state of Texas, okay, you might be thinking about moving to Texas. If you do, no matter where you move in the state, you might want to call Ryan Stiegel because he can cover you in all cities and counties in Texas, okay, including Houston. 281-893-0550. Okay, so a lot of stuff happening. David has a bicycle. He's been trying to get some.
I've been trying to get my bicycle insured, man. I need to mess with Ryan, man.
So the National Basketball Association, things are heating up a lot in the NBA, and it's hard not to talk about the Houston Rockets. Okay.
And you said they're your second team compared to the Lakers. But then I went and did my research, and actually they have a good team, like a really, really, really good team. And like they have like my favorite players on that team, like Ariza. I'm a diehard Ariza fan.
Oh, yeah, because he from the crib. Like, yeah, he from over there where you from.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. And Chris Paul, like I was kind of sad that the Lakers didn't get him, but he's on that team too. And to me,
well,
he's
I tell you what, though.
He's basically an L.A. guy.
Harden, he's an L.A.
He's an L.A. guy. Yeah, James Harden. So,
they have the heart.
From
they
Los Angeles.
Heart.
They do.
That team is built on heart.
The team is great. And then how about Mike? And we were talking earlier, Mike D'Antoni, who was the Lakers coach for a minute.
For a minute.
Got fired. They ran him out of L.A. They ran him out of what, Phoenix? They ran him out of New York. Yeah. Houston is this man's home. Mike D'Antoni, and I interviewed him years ago, and he was trying to get it together. I just never really thought he had
and
it together
team was
as a head coach.
Whenever he did interview him?
Was it I believe LA? He was with Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is whenever after Steve Nash and Amari.
Yeah. Okay. It was that, yeah. And I mean, but this guy is playing, is coaching his butt off, and sometimes it's just it's all about timing. You get the right pieces together and the right. And we talked last year when we didn't when we were doing the show on the Houston affiliate. We didn't because we were talking about where is it going to be Carmelo? Who's coming to Houston?
Yeah,
and we never thought that Chris Paul would be such a difference maker.
Oh, yeah.
And now I see why the
Chris
NBA.
You didn't see Chris Paul. Yeah.
Well, we knew where the NBA prevented.
Chris Paul's going to go down as one of the top five at least.
Chris Paul, because Nicole was talking about earlier when the NBA owned the Hornets. They were the Hornets in New Orleans at the time.
Well, hot second.
And it was only because the NBA owned that team at that time, they prevented Chris Paul from going to the Lakers. Chris Paul and Kobe Bryant, what they probably could have accomplished together.
They got tired of us winning.
it was crazy that they didn't let that happen.
The Houston Chris Paul experience right now, to me, kind of puts to rest those what ifs. Because you remember before, whenever Chris Paul first became a Rocket, it was a big question. What are they going to do together? Of course, James Harden loves having the ball. When will Chris Paul get the ball ever? And honestly, the way D'Antoni's method works, I love what they do because ultimately what they're trying to do is run screens, even coming from the side or even up top, and create mixed matches. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why that was so hard. Mm-hmm. But, create mixed matches up top and let Chris Paul and James Harden kind of operate with a mixed match up top and kind of let them create and see after they get past that first guy, see if there is that open corner three and what they try to do. Of course, the famous, screen and roll with Clint Capella, of course.
And the three-point with Ariza.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they make everything look so easy.
They make
court.
It look too
they
easy.
They know what they do. They're spacing. That's the heart.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're spacing in the way they're getting everyone to play. And let me just tell you this right now. If Joe Johnson starts getting more in line with this team, because he hasn't had the greatest start coming off the team. And, yeah, you just came from the Jazz. You're still trying to get your shots in and still trying to work around the system. And ultimately, I think it's going to work out for him. By the time playoffs start, if Joe Johnson starts creeping in and start becoming a factor, do not be surprised. And that's only going to make this team even better if he starts getting aligned. Because I think as of right now, he's that X factor. If he starts doing good, because right now, P.J.
He's a
Tucker.
Six man then,
PJ,
off the bench.
Well, actually, the last game he didn't even play, so I think they're kind of resting him. He's kind of, he's a little older. He's kind of going to be off and on a little bit and try to just still fit into the rotation. They start playing Gerald Green a little bit more because right when they got Joe Johnson, he pretty much took all of Green's minutes, but we're kind of seeing him get reacclimated back into the lineup. So it's going to be interesting to see what he uses to kind of fill in those players because, of course, the big goal is going to be, of course, Golden State. So when that happens, I think it's going to get more detailed and everything's going to have a method because it's definitely not going to be just throwing in anybody just to go in there. And like I said, if Joe Johnson's at that point where he's finally starting to get his rhythm and starting to really get acclimated to the offense, it's really going to be scary because like I was going to start saying, P.J. Tucker hasn't been playing like this ever. And now we got this Eric Gordon this was the Eric Gordon that's supposed to be playing, for his whole career.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to really hit buckets now.
I think Houston could take the Golden State.
Well,
it's going to be
the chemistry on Golden State is not playing.
We may or may not see the matchup. It depends on how this thing is going to go down in April when the playoffs start. But here's the thing. So, yeah, it's all about Golden State and Houston. They're separated by one game. I mean, they're and it's going to stay that way. Everybody else is looking up to those guys. I mean, the Trailblazers are 12 and a half games behind Houston. So that just goes to show you that from the number three spot right now to number one and two is a lot. But look at some of these crazy stats here. Okay, so 17
Let's
game win
the
streak.
They're not having a good year. Let's not look at those stats.
I have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to find the Lakers down here. But I mean, and they are.
Had to say that,
they
huh?
are. No, no. I mean, something I'm not used to doing. Okay. I mean, it's like, whoa. Okay. But no, I mean, you just can't deny the obvious. A team that's 25-6 at home, 26-7 away, and in their conference, 31-8. They actually have a much better record than Golden State in the conference.
Since you guys are in Houston, how do you guys like the rumors going around about LeBron coming to Houston? I don't think it's going to happen, but there is rumors that he might. It's one of the four teams that he might come to. LeBron, would you guys want him?
It's interesting because if, of course, he comes, that means there's going to be have to be a lot of shaking and moving with the with the rest of the squad. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see who they keep and what would they do in order to make that room. Ultimately, whatever team he goes to,
I think their cap for their salary won't allow it.
Well, of course, when it stands as is, if we try to add him, I don't think that would. That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll have to lose some people.
Between Capella, Harden,
and
Clint. Clint's also a guy that's going to be in free agent soon, too. So if we don't offer Clint the right amount of money, what's that going to say that some other team is going to be able to take him? And now the fact that Clint is in an offense like this and he's a big man, he's probably going to be the most sought-after guy, especially in his position.
Yeah.
And he also busts his butt on defense.
Houston has something great. They shouldn't change it.
No, but I mean, I tell you what.
I'm sort of with that just a little bit, though.
As Laker fans, we have never won an NBA championship without a big man. So if you let any big man go, I thought the Lakers would go after Hassan Whiteside. And when Miami signed him up, he just looks like a Laker big man.
Ooh.
Whiteside that plays with the Miami Heat.
She has to check him real quick. Who? Who? Not just anyone.
No,
can be
no. Whiteside is one of the because the Lakers don't win championships without a big man, and everybody knows that. The Dwight Howard experience was horrible.
Well, do you want LeBron to be a Laker?
Not necessarily.
Either do I.
No, not necessarily.
good call.
Because the Lakers haven't really always just got, even when Peyton and. Carmelo came. They should have won the NBA championship, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. The chemistry was bad. That was doing
bad.
The Kobe,
the
Shaq fighting and stuff.
You know what?
They won it with their own players.
They did a lot more than what they were supposed to do, because when you think back in reality, for that to actually work and then to just throw that together.
It looked good on paper.
It did look good on paper.
It looked good on paper.
It looked great on paper, but just them getting to the finals and being able to do what they did do, I think that goes under accomplished
because it would have been the four-peat had they got that.
It was just 1 year that they threw that all together.
It was
with Karl Malone and Gary Payton, but just to add those two guys, even though they're in their
and then Malone actually his knee went out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right when I started like him, took some time coming out of
Houston. I'm not a Karl Malone fan.
Payton was a contributor. He was just kind of Payton went and chased the ring and he found one in Miami somewhere.
Yeah,
and Malone same thing. I mean, it would have been nice, but I think it was just better when it was just the building of a Laker team. To watch how they told Vlade, goodbye, Vlade, and how they, Jerry West.
Well, Jerry West and Pat Riley are the best recruiters.
Yeah,
Pat's
big time.
In Miami, and now Jerry West is with the Clippers now, isn't he? Or he's helping, consulting?
Yeah, consulting.
Jerry West.
Yeah.
I don't know how to let Jerry West get away.
I was so happy when the Warriors won, because I called every Warrior fan I knew. I'm like, congratulations, because you knew you needed a Laker to make that happen.
Yeah, I think the Lakers claim, we have to, anytime any one of our guys is involved, we own that one.
We own it. Exactly.
All right, folks, we're at the break here. So when we come back, we're going to get a little bit more into actually, we're going to bring on a guest here. We're going to talk a little NFL here. We're going to change courses here in the next segment. You listen to the Sports Kings here on SB Nation Radio.
This is Eric Kendricks from the Minnesota Vikings, and you listen to SB Nation Radio.
Now back to SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
Sports Kings, we are back here, folks. Thursday night. Thank you for joining and listening to us here on the on a nice, cool evening in the month of March. Guys, we've been all over the place. It's all about college basketball in March, and no one would argue that. But every once in a while, you get some pop-up stories from the NFL that would get your attention. And this one definitely got my attention, and that's looking at some of the possible teams, what NFL teams do and how they will franchise tag a player. And I know a lot of folks don't even know what that means. What does it mean about franchise tag, and why do players get upset when it happens, and all that stuff. But we decided to bring on an expert to even get into that conversation tonight, and we are happy to have one of the best. He's an NFL sports writer for The Score, thescore.com is where we get all our information from. It's just legit. It's just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
We're going to school tonight. The score.
So please welcome. He's joining us from Toronto, Canada, and Jack Brown. Jack, how are you?
I'm good. I was better when you didn't call me an expert before, but I'll kind of I'll try not to fall short of your expectations too far.
Look here, Jack. You can't write this stuff, and it sounds so good. And we got to talk about it, man. You got to be the expert because I couldn't come up with the stuff that you have looked at this franchise tag thing in a whole different way. First of all, can you just educate our listeners on what does it mean to be franchise tag?
Well, basically, it's a 1-year contract that NFL teams can use each year. Everyone gets one franchise tag, and you can use it on a player depending on what position they are. But it's the NFL. The NFL does nothing simple. So there's more than one franchise tag. We have multiple ones. It's one of the more outdated things the NFL has. It's not the best.
So you've written about a couple of players, and one in particular, which is getting a lot of attention now, and that is Le'Veon Bell, running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who not only was franchise tagged once, but he's got it again, and he's not so happy about it. Tell us about it.
Well, he's got every right not to be happy about it. I mean, he is one of, if not the best running back in the entire league. And he's 26 years old, I think he is. And now he's spent the last 2 years under these 1-year contracts, no long-term value. And he's right to be annoyed. He's right not to want to have to do this. He's got a limited window as a running back to expand his market, to be able to financially get the rewards that you get from playing in the NFL. And he shouldn't be happy the Steelers keep doing this to him. Don't blame him at all.
So this franchise tag is similar to like a boyfriend proposing to his girl and then not setting the date. They're engaged, but I'm not going to set the date. So it keeps them on longer thinking they're going to get played or get married, but they don't. So just like a tease.
That's a perfect analogy. You gotta stay, you're in that marriage. You got to stay there together.
So he's pissed because no date set.
No date set at all. No.
Oh, yeah, no commitment.
We'll get married sometime down the line.
Yeah, just be happy with your ring for now. Okay, I got it.
So how about this? So what do you think can be a couple of the consequences coming from the Steelers' actions? Because like you said, Le'Veon Bell isn't really happy about this, and he's at a prime time of his career that he believes that he should be getting paid a certain amount of money. So what do you think will stem from this situation going on into the season?
Well, Le'Veon says he's not holding out. He's going to be there week one. It's going to be a rerun of next year. He's probably just going to hold out through OTAs, through training camp. He doesn't need to be there. He doesn't need to sign his franchise tag until the last minute. The difference is that you just don't have this long-term value for the Steelers. You don't have this long-term stability. You've got Ben Roethlisberger. He's getting older. Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, they should be your guys for the next 5 years, and not having one of those two guys locked up. That's a serious concern for them. Ben Roethlisberger retires out of the blue in a few years, and they need someone to run their offense through. And that's Le'Veon.
So check this out, though, Jack, because, I mean, I know you've heard that the Titans parted ways with DeMarco Murray. So now, that kind of plays into the Steelers' hands because the Steelers have never really put a lot of money into running backs. And I think maybe Bettis got the best of it because Bettis was a different type of a running back. Of course, Franco Harris. I mean, come on. They Le'Veon Bell was just – no one expected Le'Veon Bell to be that great. So, the Steelers have always put money into, quarterbacks and wide receivers. And so with DeMarco Murray being out there, and here's a guy that, was a rushing champion at one time. So, I mean, could the Steelers go in a different direction?
I mean, he's going to be on the Steelers for this year. They might be able to draft someone. A guy like DeMarco Murray might be someone you want to bring in, play in that D'Angelo Williams role from a few years ago, someone you can spell Bell. You don't want to run him into the ground. But there's no one like Le'Veon Bell. Like, we talk about it all the time. He's got a unique skill set, unique vision. He's just not replaceable. I understand why they don't want to blow too much money, $14 and $15 million a year on a running back, but he's ripped like DeMarco Murray. He could be a decent backup, but he can't replace Le'Veon Bell and what he does for the Steelers.
I hear you.
Does it make you think that the Steelers have something up their sleeve to do such a risky move? Yeah, they have to have something up their sleeve. I mean, or they're just dumb to not want to.
hey, watch it over there.
Well, I've known men that have been dumb for not making them a keeper. No, but still, they have to have something up their sleeve because they're great. They're a great franchise, so they have to know something that we don't know.
So another thing, Jack, so Le'Veon Bell is going through the same thing that Jarvis Landry is going through in Miami, am I right?
Similarly, at least the Steelers at least want to sign Le'Veon Bell long term. The Dolphins have tagged Jarvis Landry, and it really seems like they don't have any intention of signing him long term. And this is one of the things I highlighted in my article. It's just one of the issues with the franchise tag is teams really going against quote-unquote, the spirit of the tag. It's meant to be a tool to keep your guys long-term, and the Dolphins instead trying to tag and trade, essentially, Jarvis Landry.
Is there any, a good situation where they, use this franchise tag? Because I think DeMarcus Lawrence, I guess it kind of works out in his favor a little bit because he gets, paid. I guess, might work himself up to get that long-term contract for the next year. But is there any, maybe a better situation for the franchise tag so far in this offseason?
Well, DeMarcus Lawrence one is a really good example of, how the franchise tag should work well. A guy has a breakout season. He's had some questions in his past, this is his one best year, and he plays a premium position, and these contracts are difficult to come up with these guys. So it gives them some extra time. They want DeMarcus Lawrence to be there long term. He gets a $17 million payday for this year, which is a huge jump for him. Mm-hmm. This is a situation where the franchise tag should work, and it does for Lawrence, but it's one of the rare occasions where it actually is the smart decision.
Well, I tell you what, Jack, we are going to continue to read what you're putting out there, man. Some great stuff. And where can our listeners find your work? How can they reach you? How can they
download the Score app?
I want to know why he doesn't.
I can't say anything. Just download the Score app. Sign up for alerts. Keep we're going to be here for the whole draft, for the whole free agency. Everything you need, we've got for you.
Okay.
All right, cool. So I guess we'll be probably hearing
NFL
from you.
Draft.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from you probably within a couple weeks.
I'm downloading that right now.
Keep that phone nearby, Jack, because we're going to call again, man.
Yeah, sure. Love to. Anytime you guys need.
All right. We appreciate it, folks. That was Jack Brown, sports writer for thescore.com, and bringing us the heat on the franchise tag. And it's good that somebody realizes that because it seems to be like a mental game sometimes.
Power trip.
Yeah, it just seems like it's not good. It's not good for Pittsburgh of all teams, knowing good and darn well how much Le'Veon Bell means to the Steelers. And I was talking to my brother about it. I'm like, no, you don't stuff like that. You don't play around with that. Sign the guy. Give him the franchise tag once, I understand. Twice? What are you really doing? What are you really thinking about?
But also, this is where the problem kind of stems from, because what they're trying to do is trying to see what will be his span as a quality running back. Because ultimately, I think this is what's going on around the whole NFL, because I think people are kind of iffy with taking Barkley as such a high pick right now, just because they don't know how long he'll pan out in the NFL. And yeah, like you said, I get it. They're going to take a lot of pounding.
Right.
But when you have such a quality guy that's actually putting up numbers, there's no guessing. Yeah. There's no debating.
And he's doing it on the field. And two-dimensional. He's not just a running back. He does a whole lot.
Well, the Raiders ran into a situation a couple years back with a tight end, Zach Miller. Yeah. He left because of it.
Yeah.
We lost him because of it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do that. And Le'Veon's Bell defense here, he know the window of opportunity for running backs is just not good. I mean, maybe 5, 6, 7 years – you don't find Frank Gore's all the time. Frank Gore's that's just
once a blue moon.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. But Le'Veon Bell, especially with him being, two-dimensional with catching and running, that injury chances go up there. He wants to get paid. He wants money for his family because he knows that he's going to be You know, well, maybe it's a short term thing. So
maybe he can be the new trend sender. Maybe he can. He'll be the reason why running backs do get a little bit more respect in the league, though.
Well, we'll find out, folks. So stick around. We got more. Where are we going? NBA, NFL, whatever it is.
We got the
just listen
opinion.
To the Sports Kings here on SB.
Get it right,
team. Radio.
Come on.
Get with us.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramon.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here contemplating my future of doing my own damn show with nobody except me and Jose. Jose, can we do that, man? We just, like, me and you just go at it, because I don't know. Sometimes it's just hard to find good help.
Can you handle 2 hours of me just talking soccer?
Soccer? Football.
Did I ever tell you guys how much I enjoyed y'all? I can talk soccer. I need to expand my horizon. So, Sports Kings, we are back here, and great information from Jack Brown. Jack, thanks a lot, man. NFL draft is going to be – that's my birthday weekend. I love the draft because I got the NBA playoffs. Usually the Lakers are always in it, but not this year. Mm-hmm. So I've always enjoyed, you know, NFL and my birthday and NBA and the Dodgers and all of the things that come with that. So, but anyway, we are at the point of our show where we like to talk about our thoughts and opinions. And our producer,
Get all your thoughts together.
But Jose always, he plays the music there. This is good music. Because, you know, I'm a smooth jazz guy. I love smooth jazz.
I want to say this is a Kanye production, I want to say.
So every week we kind of let our producer, Jose, he will play sound bites from within the week, from a coach, an athlete, you name it. And we'll listen to that sound bite, and then we will give our thoughts and opinions on it. So here's number one.
Probably at all-time high, you know, just because of my body, my mind, the way I go out and approach the game, and then, you know, just the grace of God giving me the ability to do this. So, and I'm blessed, and I never take it for granted.
Oh, wow. That sounds like me when I leave this show.
I was waiting for it. What are you going to say?
I think that was my sound bite. Yeah, no. Actually, that was LeBron James. And just talking about how the Cleveland Cavaliers have played great basketball after picking up, you know, Clarkson and Larry Nance. With the help of the Lakers, the Cleveland Cavaliers are having much success. No, but LeBron has almost averaged a triple-double almost since then. And he's just taking this game to another level. So
you might not want to leave them?
See, and no, that's a good point because, you know, and when we had Eric Pincus on the show, you know, because you hear about teams like, well, we're going to do this because we got cap space here and we're going to do this because this player might come here. What if nothing changes? What if LeBron keeps playing the best basketball that he's played in a long time, stays with the Cavaliers, don't go nowhere?
We know for sure that the team's going to have to somehow change because of the cap space, of which they don't have. So they're going to have to move some pieces around. But I think LeBron, ultimately, he's pretty much solidified himself as the ultimate chameleon of the NBA. Because if you look back, LeBron is now the old head in this league now. He's the legend. He's the vet that's been there for a while. He has seen so much different basketball. So you remember, he came, 2004, 2003? So around that era of basketball when they're still, you know, hand-checking a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're still shooting mid-range jump shots, you know, as usual. But he is now a really big part of this Cleveland team, but he has adapted so well. Because you see a lot of guys, you know, usually you saw this with the legends from, you know, maybe they were started on the 90s and then in the 2000s. A lot of these guys didn't really progress too well just because they didn't change their game too much. LeBron, on the other hand, you can pretty much put him in any position. He's able to really make himself work no matter where he goes. Yeah. So that's why ultimately, wherever he goes, I've said ultimately, I don't know how many times today, and I'm sorry for that, but no matter where he goes, you know, offseason, if he decides to stay with Cleveland or decides to leave, that's why it's going to be a really good team, regardless of who he goes with, because it's LeBron and how he plays.
So ultimately, you're going to stop saying ultimately.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
No promises.
But Nicole, what do you think?
What do you go about him sitting when he should be playing because he wants to get rest? on the games.
Well, they're trying to stop. They're trying to do things with that. So I don't think they'll work around that.
Are you talking about when he goes to cities and he don't play and people spending money?
Well, they're not doing that anymore. Yeah,
Adam Silver cut that out a little bit.
Yeah.
Good.
So, great stuff.
He needs to get on the floor.
Jose, we ready for the next one?
It was a great chance to be able to help people, and that's why I set out to do it. And I didn't realize that the response would be like it was or like it is. It's amazing what we're able to do with this platform.
A lot of grateful people. That's okay. Who is that?
That is Kevin Love. Talking about his mental health issues, about his breakdown that he had during the Cavaliers, I guess you'll say during their downfall, and they, of course, go through the whole process when they had the meetings with the team and all that, and of course, as media, you kind of overreact and try to dissect everything possibly as you can, but this is why I don't really jump the gun on a whole of these situations that a lot of people like to make a bigger deal, because ultimately, there you go again. We don't know what's going on, in those locker rooms. We don't know what's being said.
Exactly.
And we don't know what those people feel, because at the end of the day, everyone's human and they all have human emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. And for him to come out about this, it's going to help a lot of people.
I think.
Him
I
and DeMar DeRozan
him,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, him and DeMar DeRozan. Nicole, what do you think about
Artest
that?
Yes. He gets a shout out to a psychologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think about Kevin Love's statement?
Well, I commend him. It took a real bravery to come out and talk about that, because there is a lot of stress and anxiety on top of them being providers for their family.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised more people didn't have mental breakdowns or come out and talk about it.
And as it relates to football, we don't always hear about these things till way after the fact. But the fact that these active players can come out and put that out there and deal with it, and him and DeMar DeRozan both. That's incredible stuff. That's incredible.
And also, I think a lot of people don't educate themselves on knowing what they have or what they might be going through, because people could be depressed or having high anxiety and don't even know it. And just by asking around and maybe reading this, maybe it'll kind of give you the opportunity to kind of know, hey, maybe there might be something wrong with me. Maybe there's something that can help me.
People will look at those guys so differently because they're millionaires. I mean, what could they possibly be stressing over and depressed about? But no, it's
money causes stress.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Terry Bradshaw is another one that for years had talked about how he was depressed. And I mean, it came afterwards, but.
Well, that could be from the head trauma.
When it comes to football players, it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, so it can be a mixture of a lot of things that they don't even know or have control of.
Absolutely.
Know why it's happening,
So I think we got one more, Jose.
Kids have a lot of options nowadays with the new NCAA regulations, and guys can transfer when they want. I've been in this business a long time. Never seen we had over 800 Division I players transfer last year. Over 800. Come on. Teach them how to quit. That's what we're doing. Things not going well, let's quit.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
Grandpa off there.
I have never heard, Tubby Smith get that animated. He just got caught up in his feelings there, and and I think that soundbite goes a little bit longer, or at least that press conference does, in which he was talking about NC2A players transferring to other schools for whatever reason. They transfer, according to Tubby Smith, who is the head coach of Memphis.
As of now.
Thinks that players should stick it out. He thinks that because they're getting a free education, they're getting free meal, they get this, that, and the other. He thinks that they should stay with their college that, that's paying for all of this, or the scholarship that's paying for all of this, and not transfer. So what do you say, Nicole?
Well, considering there's since 2 days ago, there's going to be 25 changes in the NCAA and coaches changes, 25 different coaches going to be traded out.
Mm-hmm.
That means how many students would have to be transferred and all that paperwork and all that nonsense. I think they need to stick it out. I agree with them.
You agree with them? Okay.
Hot tea. Right.
That is a good hot one.
And I see that. I see his reasoning behind sometimes, because that is what's going on. Some guys are like that. Some guys have it so good that they feel that they're not have the best situation, so they're going to go find it somewhere else. And that's a reality. You have the option to go leave, and you're going to leave because you're going to go find yourself a better position for yourself. That's understandable. At the same time, everyone's situation is different. Not everyone's situation really relies on just you playing basketball. Sometimes there's other things that you can't control.
Well,
that
closer to home, that mom's old, sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that leads you to making other decisions. But one thing that Tubby doesn't really elaborate on is that coaches have the biggest decisions and honestly can just go whenever they want and please, and they have way more power than what they think they do.
They're so whenever money too.
Yeah, exactly, and they actually get paid. Yeah. So whenever a coach, tells these players, I'm going to be here for you. I want to be your father figure. I want to be the guy that, that's going to help you grow to a man. And I do believe all that when coaches really mean
And they come in your living room when they really selling mean that stuff.
Yeah, because some of them actually really do, because they actually care about those relationships that they grow with their players, and that's what makes them better.
But things change.
And situations happen, so players ultimately need to have that. Oh, I said it again. Players need to have the same power and being able to kind of fit their situation.
I'm going
to
agree with you because I think Tubby Smith, I think he did get caught up in his feelings. I think, Tubby's 66 years old, so he's very old school. He's basically thinking the way his father, brought him up and taught him.
We didn't talk about that story, but he says about the story about how his father didn't let him transfer out.
Let him transfer out. But these days, here's the thing, and I think that these players, because, if you're that coach that came in my living room, you saw my parents and you said, hey, Kentucky is the best place for your child. We got this, we got that, chances of, him going to the NBA, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden this coach gets caught up in a scandal maybe, or the university fires the coach. And there's my coach. There's that guy that came in my living room and sold me my future for the next 4 years. I don't want to play for this new coach.
Well, there's more reasons why you pick a school, not just for the sport. There should be more reasons.
That
lays on you then.
That's right. You
didn't pick the school correctly.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing, too, because you need to look at the bigger picture, because some guys don't even care about what their major is, and I think that's a big problem, too, as well, that you're just kind of going heads in and not really even caring about the other stuff that's really important.
Whose fault is that? That's your fault. Their fault.
It's allowed, so honestly, I know what Tubby's saying.
And Jose, this is for you, too. Who knew that Tubby Smith was coaching at Memphis? I forget how he was coaching at Texas Tech.
Tubby's been at
and he
Georgia,
was in Minnesota. I mean, of course, he was tenured at Kentucky. Yeah, which he's famously known for. But since his Kentucky days, basketball has changed so much. And I think some of the game, especially in college, kind of stays the same. Like, especially the foundation, like the defense, and you can still play zone and different things like that. But offensively, the new mindset, a lot of guys, how they're trying to transition to NBA basketball way earlier than what they're used to, I think that has a lot to do with it, and he's not really transitioning into those guys and how they're thinking.
Well, they're pulling a LeBron. He moves every time he's not happy. He moved to the
happy
team. Exactly. We don't want a bunch of NBA players like that.
But the one thing he also didn't say, too, you still have to sit out that year. There's no, you can directly play unless you're a grad transfer.
Right. So unless they what now?
Unless you're a graduate transfer. So unless you graduate, you have the extra year.
So the kids get penalized in the long run anyway, because you have to sit out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I disagree with that, too. I just think the kids should, they're already restricted enough, okay?
So, right.
I mean, if the coach leaves and that was your dream, the coach sold you on that, then hey.
NCAA is already making $1 billion off of them.
Just
let them play wherever they want to play.
Jose, what was your thoughts on that? On should the kids be allowed to transfer, or you think they should stay?
Yeah, I'm kind of voicing what you guys have said. It's ridiculous. Frankly, coaches can leave whenever they want. You're leaving kids behind, kids that you personally recruited. You're leaving them behind and moving on. It's. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
And then for a new coach to come in and try to create.
And you may not buy into that. Yeah. That coach won't see in you what that other coach did. It's a whole different mindset. For a kid, come on, we're talking about a kid. It just wrecks their whole future.
They're young adults, but at the same time, they're not adults just yet.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Jose. Thoughts and opinions here. Brought to you by King's Court.
I got more opinions.
And we got the same for next week. All right, folks. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the second hour here of the Sports King Show here on SB Nation Radio.
This is the Sports Kings on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Mean Gene the Sports Machine and David Ramon.
All right, we are near the end of another great program here tonight on the Sports Kings show here on SB Nation Radio. Want to thank Jack Brown from The Score for joining us and talking a little NFL football with us. And we always want to thank our producer, Jose.
Yes, thank you, Jose.
Jose takes care of us.
5 out of 10.
Yeah.
I played exclusively music that you would like tonight.
Ooh, he has
but
an accent.
There's that one that he wants. And
you
he
never
knows
play the one that I need, though, which I don't know. Yeah, 5 out of 10. Sorry. Not sorry.
I want to thank Nicole Keefe for keeping it real. And
thank you for having me.
Keeping us on point tonight. And I think, you know, if only people could hear, you know, when we're not on air during the break.
I think that's the better show, too.
That's the best stuff right there.
That's so, why they need to listen to the podcast after we do it on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's podcast now. That's a little bit different. So Jose won't be our producer then, and right for the show, because we probably cut loose on the podcast. But it's still a family show, right?
Speaking about family, I have to say I love my daughter, Destiny and Trini. Hi, guys. I didn't say hi.
Jose, her daughter sung the national anthem at a Lakers game.
My daughter, Destiny
Did she now?
Trini,
yes.
sang the national
wow,
anthem.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it was a great rendition of it. It was really, really nice. So
nice.
Great stuff. So, well, like we said, if you missed any part of the show, you can go to podcastarena.com and you can go to sportskingshow.com and click on past shows. So we'll come back here next week and do it all over again, folks, and talk about the tournament, because it will be the first round of the tournament when we come back next Thursday. So enjoy your weekend, folks. Sports Kings out. We'll see you next week.